The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Good, Rachel, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You've brought us some two vinyl today and one on the system, but they're all on vinyl in the real world, aren't
they? That's correct.
In the real world.
The world beyond the radio.
In the three-dimensional reality.
Exactly.
So this week we've got three brand new releases.
Awesome.
And all of them have, even though they're all new and like recorded recently, mm-hmm. they all have ties to another time,
okay,
in different ways,
right?
And now the first one we're going to do is called, wait for this, it's called Loops and the Secret Society, Cyclic Expansions, New Illuminations like aluminum or aluminium, as
okay,
we say,
yep.
Sonic Installations by Jane Weaver.
Wowee!
Now Jane Weaver, of course, has been making records for about 20 years, I think, and I only noticed, well, I say most of us probably only really noticed her about 3 years ago, when she put out a Silver Globe, and then followed quite quickly after that by Modern Cosmology.
Okay.
And in between there was an EP called The Architect. Now, why people and
Loops
myself
in the
only,
Secret Society.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does sound good.
Why people only really noticed then is that she completely, she's always been sort of on the fringes of experimentation, but
okay,
a lot of the stuff she'd done before was like that folktronica sort of thing, and,
mm-hmm,
and you know, singing, you know, regular sort of stuff. With these records, it seemed like she had committed herself to a kind of artistic expression, and as wanky as that sounds, you'd understand. You went to art school.
I do go to art school. I do understand. You know, a lot of good stuff does sometimes sound like wanky expression, but it is,
well, when,
you know,
when
also,
you describe it, it
yeah,
can
you
sound
do.
Like
it. Can sound. When you use jargon, there's other ways to, you know, put it out there as well. But
it's true.
I can totally get how people can read it like that too.
But you know, if we take these three records separately, as apart from the rest of everything she's done, I think this is what she's done.
Ooh.
She's done this time round, because on this double LP, she has reimagined some of the tunes from those three records I just mentioned.
Okay, right.
Not remix them, but like completely redone them.
Right.
And set them up in a particular way with a bunch of new compositions,
mm-hmm,
which come together. Now,
this is quite amazing.
Well, this one here starts off kind of slow, and then you'll hear in a sec what happens. This one here, I don't know if she's using all analog synthesizers.
Okay.
However, the kind of sound she's making from them like reminds you of like
of
sort of 70s analog synths.
Old school stuff, yeah. It's a nice album cover as well. It's very reflective. The photo of her is printed on silver, basically. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I think Andy Votel did the artwork for this. Andy Votel, who's a musician on his own.
This is cool.
So here we go, right into the motoric sort of sounding stuff. Now, that's what I meant by it harks back to something else. It's like, I hate saying krautrock because to me that sounds like a pejorative.
Yeah. But it's got the, I think this is not what I was expecting it to do when the song started. I thought we were going to get less
ethereal.
Yeah, more ethereal, less of a driving kind of sound. This is great.
Yeah. Now, this one was originally done on the Architect 5 or 6-track EP, whatever.
Okay.
And it was way more just the electronics going.
Yeah.
So it didn't sound like, you know, Noi or Faust or whatever.
Okay.
But I dig this. This is really good.
I really
one.
Like this. Do you feel like we're taking off in our spaceship here in the BFM studio this morning?
Okay.
In a good way. It's a bit more gothic than any of those bands that you sort of just mentioned there as well. It's got kind of that glamour goth kind of vibe as well.
Yeah, you could be right.
That's nice, I like that. So Jane Weaver, whereabouts is she from?
Jane Weaver is from Liverpool.
Oh, okay. There's a good sort of northern tradition of Moogie kind of music up there.
I guess so. Do you remember what we were talking about yesterday when you come in the shop? She wasn't from the north, though. Delia Derbyshire was from Northamptonshire, which is in the Midlands. But
yes. But Delia Derbyshire, who people will know from the original Doctor Who theme tune and the BBC Radiophonics Workshop. It's a bit of a legend.
A bit?
A massive legend. So this particular track is called Element, brackets, loops, variation.
Yep, and like I said, it's a double album, and all of the tracks are joined by shorter pieces between about a minute and a minute and a half long, which are the, I don't know. I don't know whether they're not segues. They actually, they make it into some kind of a suite, I think.
Okay. So is this one on the shelves already?
This one is...
exciting.
Out tomorrow worldwide.
Ooh,
it's on the shelf.
Wow.
Do you think that the Illuminations, spelled with the A, is about this cover?
The cover is fantastic. I do wish you guys could see it. It's completely black except for where the actual image is, and then it's sort of this beautiful, like, chromey, silvery picture of Jane Weaver with these very sort of stylized title and all of the track listings and stuff. It's got that sort of, like, 60s imagery, I guess, in the way that that's been the typeface of that.
Yeah.
So this is Jane Weaver, Element, Loops, Variation. The album is called...
Loops in the Secret Society.
Loops in a Secret Society. So if that sounds like a bit of you, that one is on the shelves tomorrow. Or it's on the shelves now, but it's out tomorrow. Is that right? Or
something like that.
Something like that. You can head along to Southbound and cop it for yourself.
Now, I know what I was going to say yesterday to you, but when we were talking about Delia Derbyshire, the newest release from Delia Derbyshire is just a few weeks away, and what it is Delia Derbyshire and Martin Hannett, the producer of Joy Division's Unknown Pleasures and Closer and everything, and they sent tapes to each other that they would subsequently work on.
Far out.
So these are the tapes.
That is very cool. So that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
A few weeks, yeah.
Very exciting. What are we listening to next?
Now, next we move to Finland. Now, there's a label in Finland called We Jazz. It's that one there, right? Sure, yes.
Just checking.
And this label's been going for about 3 years, and it inspired me so much that I've investigated a whole bunch of Finnish stuff from the past.
Cool. Wow.
As well. But this is a brand new Timo Lassi and Teppo Mäkinen. It's a jazz and sax duo. Right? There we go. Back to that connection to the past. Of course, most famous jazz and sax duo would probably be John Coltrane and Elvin Jones in the 60s. But this, the rhythms and everything are particularly 21st century, as we'll hear.
This is nice.
This one's called Telemagenta. They've done two singles so far, and both of them had something to do with colours like cayenne and magenta.
Okay.
But this wasn't one of the singles.
Timo Lassi and Teppo, how do you say his last name?
I'm not too sure.
Mäkinen?
Something like that.
That's not a sound I was expecting. Is that a trackpad or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Teppo, the drummer, is also a electronic producer under the name Teddy Rock. Now, both of these guys have been in a bunch of things in Finland, the Ricky Tick Band. I can't even list them all. But these people are busy.
Yeah. Nice album cover on this one as well. Lots of different sort of colour swatches almost.
The other thing, which you can't tell just from that one, you can probably tell from my copy that we're playing, that they're printing the covers inside out so that you get the mat on the outside of the sleeve and the gloss on the inside.
Oh, that's true. It's nice, actually. I like that. It works for the image on the back, which has got both of the musicians on a kind of like single tone reddish image of them. It looks really nice. It looks kind of like a screen print or something.
Yeah. Now, this album is called, I think it's just self-titled, but it is subtitled, Perform 13 Compositions on Sax and Drums. It's pretty illustrative, don't you think?
Tells you what it does. It's lovely, though. So how long have they been working together, do you know?
They've been working together over 15 years, but in different configurations. They've only been doing a duo thing for a couple of years.
Okay.
Other people on WeJazz that have come out, the Ilmaliki Quartet, who are just amazing. OKKO, which is a young group. In fact, everything this label has released, I just can't wait to get.
Yeah.
I had to get this before it came out.
I was going to say, that's why we've got it on record, because you got your own copy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you can hear, take away the acoustic jazz instruments there,
yeah,
and what kind of music do you have? You don't have jazz, basically, do you?
No, that's a good point. That's nice. Nice little break.
And again with this, it's like a loop.
Yeah. Loops are the theme today, are they?
Kind of.
Kind of.
Okay, so Timo Lassi and Teppo Makinen, the self-titled duo album, duo of sax and drums. That one is out on WeJazz. We got that now. It's on the shelf now. Also Finland, but not really.
Also Finland, but not really. Oh, I like this.
Carlton Jamel Smith, American soul singer. Might have to crank the gain at the top, I think.
He's got a fantastic coat on in the album cover here. The biggest fur collar you ever did see, and a sort of oatmeal turtleneck sweater on. Looks like a very dapper man.
It's beautiful.
He's also wearing some fantastic slippers on the back as well.
Super glamorous.
He's very glamorous. He's got, what's the name of that shape? Fleur-de-lis or something?
That's fleur-de-lis, yeah.
Fleur-de-lis on his, embroidered onto his velvet slippers.
Slippers, or are they some sort of slip-on shoes?
Probably slip-on shoes. They do look like fancy slippers, though.
Now, why did I say Finland but not really? Carlton, of course, an American soul singer. The band on this are the Timian Records house band from Finland called Cold Diamond and Mink.
Mm-hmm.
And they're made up of, I mean, they, as the Timian Records house band, they play soul, but these are all jazz players from Finland. Jukka Eskola plays trumpet and arranges on this. Jukka Eskola, who's got his own soul trio and is known for a bunch of things, but listen to this guy's voice.
Troy, you've got a fan text. Someone said, Troy, you are one mega awesome audiophile. Never stop what you do. Much respect and a smiley face.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I don't deserve it, but thanks.
So modest.
That's not true.
So is this your own copy as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you brought in two of your own, very own faves this week.
So this is
Yeah, only because we didn't have the digital.
This is Timian Records?
Yes.
Produced by Cold Diamond and Mink.
Right, now that's the house band we talked about.
Okay.
Now, you'd think that there's a real Daptone sort of vibe about this.
Yeah,
there's
there is.
21st century playing late 60s kind of soul.
Yeah.
Daptone are involved in some way, but I can't work out what it is.
Okay, they're sort of somewhere in the background. The sleeve design was by Graffy Tex. That's who, and the album cover photo was by Charles Chesler. That's who we've got to thank for these very dapper photos of Carlton.
You're totally into that photo of Carlton.
I just think it's fantastic. I love his jacket. He's got this, and he's got huge chains on his wrist as well. He just looks like a very suave man.
Now, what's the title of the album?
The album is 1634 Lexington Avenue.
Right, which is right in the middle of Spanish Harlem.
Okay.
Not too far from the Harlem Apollo, where Carlton, as a 8-year-old boy, saw and met James Brown.
Ah. Someone else has texted to say, Jazzmatazz. I'm really enjoying this. And I'm enjoying his coat.
I like the turtleneck.
Yeah, the turtleneck's great too. A big outfit mood there. So that is Carlton Jamel Smith.
Yep, that tune's called We're All We've Got. This is a killer record of vintage soul styles, made with a Finnish group and Carlton singing. Before that, we had Timo Lassi and Teppo Makinen on the We Jazz label, their new sax and drums duo record. We started off with Jane Weaver.
So the theme today are Finland and loops.
Yes.
Those are the themes of the day.
Yep.
And when can people pick these up from Southbound?
Oh, they can come in today if they like.
They can come in today. Fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing those up. They're good ones.
They are. See, I just want to also say about Carlton is you don't have to be young to be a style setter. Carlton in this photo is 59 years old.
Oh, he's, well, I want all of the outfit that he's wearing. Tess wants his oatmeal turtleneck, and you guys might want that record. So go and pop into Southbound. Thanks, Troy. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.